over 30 million records sold, numerous number ones around the world, and after 40 years in the music business, my next guest is still pulling the crowds. Billy Ocean is performing at the Leeds O2 Academy this evening. I spoke to him ahead of the gig, delighted to say he is a lovely man. Gigging at the Leeds O2 Academy this evening, he's got a new album out, so I wanted to know whether it was the old favourites like we've just heard, or the new stuff.
Old and new, mostly old, because I think that's what people want to hear.
The hits.
Yeah, they come to see me because, and they want to hear the songs they associate me with. You know, the Caribbean Queen and the Love Really Hurts and the Red Light and the Lover Boy and the Get Into My Car, Suddenly, whatever.
And do you have a tire of them, Billy?
No.
Because you must have sung them umpteen times.
That's other than the people liking it, that's what they want. That's my bread and butter, so I can't be tired of it.
You've had a wonderful career.
Thank you.
Have you thoroughly enjoyed it? Because I think it's very difficult to categorise Billy Ocean music. Because you listen to Red Light,
that's right,
and it's completely different to Get Out of My Dream. And
that's right.
And you've moved with the times, Billy.
That's
would
right.
That be fair to say?
Well, that's how it should be. I mean, why should you... If your idea of music is, I mean, I listen to a lot of different music, so I suppose it comes out in my creative music. And if you hear something that you like, why not go with it and, you know, finish it? Hopefully people like it. I think the liking of anything starts with you, the person that wrote it. And if you like it, then in most cases, other people will.
What do you like?
I listen to all things from reggae to Motown, to soul music, to... I mean, I grew up with the Beatles and Rolling Stones and people like that. Then got involved with ska music, which became ska blue beat, which became reggae, which is now dancehall. You know,
A bit of everything.
Yeah. Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, you name it. Bob Dylan, love it.
You're in Leeds tonight, as we say.
That's right.
Have you played Leeds much before?
I'm not too sure. I'm sure I must have been here. Yeah. Maybe, you know, back in the day. Not lately. I can't remember being here lately over the past few years, but I'm sure I have.
Do you still tour a lot then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I start touring beginning of the year and don't stop until the end of the year. And, you know, the demand is there. You know, I'm responsible for about 9 musicians. My crew is about... sometime anything up to about 16, 18 people. So there is some responsibility, and I enjoy, the thing is, I enjoy doing it. If I didn't, I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I think when I do, I'm lucky enough to speak to comedians, singers, actors, stage actors, and everybody seems to say that it's being on stage, it's the live performance that gives you the buzz. Is that right?
That's right, because you're... And as it's not just that. What we have to regard as well is that we actually make people happy. Mm. If you're making people happy, then what do you do? What do you do? Stay home and do what? You know, and you do miss it if you're not doing it.
You do have some new material. I know you're going to be talking about that with Martin on One-on-One later. Just give us a little teaser. What is that, cover versions, Billy?
Yeah, this other than the title track, which is the only original song, Here You Are. I covered songs that I grew up with, songs that inspired me to sing, songs from people like Brooke Benton and Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and all these people from way back, and also included a couple of modern things like Bob Marley, No Woman, No Cry, and, you know, just things that I wanted to get out of my system, and I have.
Was it a labour of love?
Yes, enjoyed every minute of it.
Lovely.
Every minute of it. And it gave me the opportunity to work with one of my all-time producers, Barry Eastman. And Barry is a great musician. And I think we came up with a very good album.
Well, I know we're going to hear some of those tracks on One-on-One this afternoon.
Right.
And that's from 2 o'clock. Billy will be with Martin. And Martin will be going from Trinidad and Tobago all the way through to London. And we'll be talking Danny DeVito. We'll be this, that, and the Live Aid.
Kathleen Turner.
You name it, yes.
Michael Douglas, the lot. Yeah,
that's
everybody.
All coming up. So Leeds O2 Academy.
Look forward to
tonight.
Look forward to it very much.
The hits and more.
Bring your friends.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.